Your Honor, and welcome to Filled with His Love. I will begin today with an invitation I am giving to myself during this Easter weekend. Feel God's love. Three simple words, but I believe these three words encapsulate the meaning of Easter. God gave His Son to save us from ourselves, and His Son came to earth to show us the way. All because of their love, their deep, indescribable, infinite love for us. I've always resonated to the words of President Monson when he said, quote, God's love is there for you. Whether or not you feel you deserve love, it is simply always there. President Monson knew that sometimes we don't feel we deserve God's love. We may not feel we deserve anyone's love sometimes, let alone God's love. But President Monson reminds us that no matter how deserving we may feel, God's love is there for us all the time. His arms are always open. As he says, my arms are stretched out still. And those arms are an expression of his love for us, his children. Alma's words in the 26th verse of chapter 5 of Alma have always held special meaning for me. It is likely that most of us have felt the transcendent power of the Savior's redeeming love. Perhaps when we have experienced the feeling of forgiveness. But such feelings can be transitory. We sometimes feel forgiven and then turn around and make the same mistake again. So Alma's question is particularly poignant, I believe. He says, and now behold, I say unto you, my brethren, if ye have experienced a change of heart, and if ye have felt to sing the song of redeeming love, I would ask, can ye feel so now? It's right now that matters most. Not last week or last year. It's how do we feel now? Can we feel the Savior's love for us in this very moment? And if not, what do we need to do to regain that feeling of divine love? In D&C 6 and 20, the Lord is speaking to Oliver Cowdery and says these unforgettable words. Be faithful and diligent in keeping the commandments of God. And now listen to these words. And I will encircle thee in the arms of my love. Artists have created paintings to depict this divine embrace. It is a theme in the Book of Mormon and throughout all Scripture, particularly the Psalms. The Lord extends His arms to us. We approach Him and are then encircled in the arms of His love. What image could be more reassuring or more comforting than that? Now again, in 2 Nephi, first chapter of 2 Nephi, verse 15, Lehi is saying goodbye to his sons. He's concerned about their welfare, and he is bearing testimony to them. He expresses his witness that he will be encircled in the arms of God's love. These are his words, Lehi's words. But behold, the Lord hath redeemed my soul from hell. I have beheld his glory, and I am encircled about eternally in the arms of his love. This is the image I want to dwell on during this Easter weekend. God's arms encircling me. And the song I want to sing in my heart is the song of redeeming love. The more we feel his presence in our lives, the more we can face any challenge or solve any problem. The more we feel his arms encircling us, the greater capacity we will have to reach out to others. Because one way we feel his arms around us is when those we love put their arms around us. God conveys his love directly to us through the Spirit and through his children as they embrace each other, forgive each other, and accept each other. Let's focus now on our living prophet and what he has said about God's love. President Nelson expressed his witness of God's love in the article, The Everlasting Covenant. If you haven't read it recently, I encourage you to do so. It's called The Everlasting Covenant. You just Google it and you'll find it. It's the most magnificent piece. This is where he talks about and defines the word hesed, the kind of love God has for us. When we are encircled in the arms of God's love, I believe it is this kind of love we are experiencing from God, because I treasure President Nelson's words so much, I want to share them without any commentary. As you listen to these words, I encourage you to have two images in your mind, the temple and God's arms around us. So these are the words of President Nelson in The Everlasting Covenant. Quote, "Once we make a covenant with God, we leave neutral ground forever. God will not abandon his relationship with those who have forged such a bond with him. In fact, all those who have made a covenant with God have access to a special kind of love and mercy. In the Hebrew language, that covenantal love is called hesed. Hesed has no adequate English equivalent. Translators of the King James Version of the Bible must have struggled with how to render hesed in English. They often chose loving kindness. This captures much, but not all, of the meaning of hesed. Other translations were also rendered, such as mercy and goodness. Hesed is a unique term describing a covenant relationship in which both parties are bound to be loyal and faithful to each other. A celestial marriage is such a covenant relationship. A husband and wife make a covenant with God and with each other to be loyal and faithful to each other. Hesed is a special kind of love and mercy that God feels for and extends to those who have made a covenant with him. And we reciprocate with hesed for him. Once you and I have made a covenant with God, our relationship with him becomes much closer than before our covenant. Now we are bound together. Because God has hesed for those who have covenanted with him, he will love them. He will continue to work with them and offer them opportunities to change. He will forgive them when they repent, and should they stray, he will help them find their way back to him. Once you and I have made a covenant with God, our relationship with him becomes much closer than before our covenant. Now we are bound together. Because of our covenant with God, he will never tire in his efforts to help us, and we will never exhaust his merciful patience with us. Each of us has a special place in God's heart. He has high hopes for us." Now, I told you I wouldn't give any commentary, but I've got to repeat that last little bit again for you because it's so powerful for me. So let me just say these last words again. Because of our covenant with God, he will never tire in his efforts to help us, and we will never exhaust his merciful patience with us. Each of us has a special place in God's heart. He has high hopes for us. Now, these words bring us back to President Monson's words at the beginning of this episode. Quote, "God's love is there for you. Whether or not you feel you deserve love, it is simply always there." So my prayer is that I will feel God's love more than ever this Easter weekend. I want to feel his love as I read his word, as I pray, as I try to reach out to others in new ways, as I forgive and feel forgiven, as I look at all this beautiful earth that God has created for us and remember that he created it for us totally out of love for all of his children, for us, and as I look at those I love and reflect on God's love for all of them. I wish you the happiest of all Easters and look forward to being with you next time.